From NPR News, it's Day to Day. To paraphrase an old paraphrase, when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping. And that seems to be what Americans have been doing, even as the going gets tougher for the housing market and the stock market. Retail sales were up more than forecast in the past month, and economists see that as a good sign. Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon joins us now. So, Bob, what do these latest retail numbers tell us about the big picture, the overall economy?
Well, James, this is something economists are watching very carefully, given the uncertainty in the stock market and the credit market, and especially in the housing market right now. Consumer spending accounts for two-thirds of the overall American economy. So any signs of trouble could be an early warning signal of a real problem down the road. Here's the actual number. The Commerce Department reports retail sales edged up 0.3% in July. That may not sound like much, but that number actually plunged by 0.7% the previous month, and that was the worst showing for retailers in almost a year and a half. Now, if you strip out the sales of cars, building materials, and gasoline, retail performance was even stronger. The fear has been that the recent turmoil in the financial markets, and you combine that with the slumping housing market, might make consumers more reluctant to go out and spend in the coming months. What today's numbers seem to signal, though, is that the housing market isn't going to throw us into the tank, at least not right away. There's a ray of hope that consumer spending will moderate and not just collapse.
So a bit of a surprise. The numbers were stronger than expected in the retail sector. Do we know what's behind that?
Well, we do know that sales of clothing, of furniture, and electronic gadgets were up, and it's perhaps significant that the building materials and garden supply sales were up 0.2%, that in spite of the weaker housing market. Also, it seems the decline in gasoline prices helped shield many American budgets.
So is this likely to cheer up Wall Street investors?
Well, that's a good question. The stock market did pick up at the start today, and these figures probably did help. But many analysts are expecting the wild ride to continue on Wall Street while all these numbers are digested. For example, we've got more key inflation numbers coming out later this week on Wednesday. That could have a big bearing on whether the Federal Reserve might feel comfortable lowering interest rates. So the overall economy is still a big question mark right now, though.
So, Bob, how long can consumers keep this up when so many mortgage defaults are being reported and it's getting harder for people to borrow against their homes?
Yeah, this may be a case of show me the money here. There is a report out today that Americans shouldn't expect much help from the boss when it comes to extra spending money. The Human Resources Association World at Work is out with a survey, and it shows employers are planning really modest salary increases, averaging maybe around 3.9% in the coming year. That just outpaces consumer inflation, which is around 2.7%.
I wonder if that means productivity will be modest as well. Thanks, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace. Produced by American Public Media.